Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, a date with destiny, your destiny, hopefully, tonight we'll get some connection with. This is Robert Lee Camp, and we want to get in on that. So you can actually go to lovecardsdating.com right now, but there's nothing really going on there just yet. I'll let you know when we have the announcement, when we have a thing happening. Also, for those of you in the Chicago area, on July 25th, I'm going to be making a personal appearance at Transitions Bookstore, and I'll be introducing the new book and doing a talk on the cards, which are a lot of fun. You're welcome to come, bring your friends. We might even have a little get-together afterwards for a couple of hours at a nearby restaurant, and you would be invited to come if you're there. So hope to see you guys in Chicago, those of you who are in the Midwest, up there north of Corn Country. Today is June the 9th, and today is a very powerful birthday. Very powerful birthday. It's an Eight of Diamonds and a King of Spades. So those two cards both are extremely powerful. The King of Spades being the most powerful card in the entire deck, the King of Kings, you might say. And the Eight of Diamonds being the Sun card, this is a birthday that, you know, it really is almost destined for great things. They certainly have, anybody born today, of course, will have the capacity to do great things in their life. Some people that are born today is Robert Cummings, the actor. Let's see here. The country western star Peter Gill. Actor Jackie Mason, or comedian Jackie Mason, I should say. The guitar designer Les Paul, who's also a great musician, born today, and Cole Porter. But also, what's very interesting, born today, we have Johnny Depp and Natalie Portman, both born today. Very amazing. And, you know, Johnny Depp, he's just really, he's got an incredible career. And Natalie Portman is not doing too bad either. She's done really well in her acting career. Also, actress Mae Whitman is born today. So a lot of people that we recognize born today. It's a very powerful card. We had, let's see, I think we had a couple of Eight of Diamonds in our class yesterday. We talked about, we had one. We had one guy, Eight of Diamonds, and we talked about how they love to spend money. They're the big power shoppers of the deck. So if you're married to an Eight of Diamonds, you better make a lot of money because she'll want to spend it as fast as you can get it. And watch the male Eight of Diamonds, too, because they'll spend it. When you're not looking, they'll spend it sometimes. So be careful about that. Well, tonight's talk is about the wonders of life. You know, life is just amazing. The more we allow it to be amazing, the more we don't get in our own way, life has the ability to show up. And even situations that seem like a really bad can turn around almost instantly and become something good. Not even good, something really amazing, good, like wonderful. And I love the word wonderful. It says a lot. I think it's an important word that really hasn't received its due in this world. Because the word wonderful means to be full of wonder. You know, it means something that causes a sense of wonder. And in our society today, there is very little that really causes a sense of wonder. I mean, I remember when I was a child, things were wonderful. Let's say I was wonderful. I mean, everything was wonderful. I mean, going to my first movie was just unbelievably wonderful. It was just, you know, magical and scary and exciting. You know, it's so rare that we have anything in our life as adults today that is truly wonderful. And it's not really the things, it's us. You know, our heads become so full of knowing everything. We have all this information. We think we know everything. And because we think we know everything, life ceases to have wonder to it. Life ceases to be wonderful for us. How can you be wondering and also think you know it all? Anybody who knows it all cannot be full of wonder. Which, you know, it's a sad thing, but it's really the nature of, you know, the mind. It's the nature of the mind. It's the nature of our identification with the mind, which I've talked about a lot lately because I've been studying and reading The Power of Now. But, you know, the more we're identified with the mind, what happens is instead of having wonder in our life, we have thoughts about everything. We have labels for everything. You know, we can't even be with something without labeling it. When I go hiking out in the woods, which I do 3 or 4 times a week here, there's a mountain close by my house. Really wonderful mountain that is, I'm using the word wonderful, a wonderful mountain that is just full of wildlife. I mean, there's wild turkeys out there almost every day. There's a group of them, and there's so many birds, and these birds are making such amazing sounds, these birds. And there's so many of them, as I'm walking down the trail, I'm just surrounded by all these amazing sounds of birds, just, you know, chirping and waking up and making the day. And then there's I've seen a bobcat out there before. We've seen coyotes several times, lots of rabbits and deer, just all sorts of animals, giant lizards and things like of this nature. So, you know, I go out there and I watch. As I'm walking along the trail, I'll see something and I watch myself. The first thing I do when I see it is I have to spurt out the name of it. I have to label it. I can't just sit there and watch it. I can't just sit there and take it in. I have to talk about it. I feel compelled to talk about it, to label it, to categorize it, to compare it to past experiences, to, you know, think about it, what do I want from it, something along this nature. And that takes away from that moment of just being with whatever it is. You know, I was sitting by... There's a beautiful little creek that runs up by the trail most of the way, and I found a little place, a really beautiful spot in the shade where I could sit on a rock and meditate, and the creek is right there, and it's running right by, and it's a beautiful sound of the bubbling creek and then the birds, and I heard this loud buzzing sound, like a giant bug, really close to my head, and I looked up, and there was this beautiful hummingbird sitting there buzzing close by, checking out the blackberry blossoms on the blackberry bushes right there in that little cove where I was sitting. And, you know, I just watched myself. How long can I be with the bird before I have to say, hummingbird? Oh, it's a big one. Oh, it's a little one. Oh, yeah, we have hummingbirds in our backyard sometimes. Oh, I love hummingbirds. It's, you know, it's funny. We'll sit there and say, I love something, instead of actually loving it. What we don't realize is that the moment we say, I love something, we've lost the experience of it. We're no longer with it. We're actually gone. We're actually back in our head. That's the tricks that the minds play, our mind plays on us. I find, though, that the more we can be in a sense of wonder about things, and that means like not knowing. To wonder means to not know. Wow, what a relief. What a relief. You know, I've really experienced it like a sense of relief, like letting go of a huge burden of having to know, of having to think. It's almost like it's a burdensome thing to have to be thinking all the time about everything instead of just being peaceful with it. I find myself experiencing that from time to time, just the beauty and ease and peace of just being with whatever's happening instead of yakety 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 yak about it. And you know, I'm certainly one of the biggest thinkers and talkers in the world. I mean, my mind is constantly going. As a matter of fact, I had a Vedic astrologer that told me that I have three minds. He said, "You don't have one mind; you have three minds." And I think I feel like that's true sometimes. I multitask so many things, but I'm always churning and churning. It takes a lot for me to let that go. It's almost like it's impossible. It feels that way, like it's just not possible. I don't think I can't do it. I mean, whoever I think I am, this is an identity with my mind. I've always drawn my identity from my mind. You know, I got straight A's in school, so I immediately said, "Well, I am smart." And I get to feel good about myself because I'm smart. So of course, how's that going to be? How's a person who's really gets off feeling good because they're smart? How's that person going to ever be able to just sit there and be with stuff and not analyze it, figure it out? And we all do this to one extent or the other. If it were me, though, and this is my practice now. I call it a practice. My practice is to take more time each day to practice being in the now, to stop, to just be without labels, without so many plans for the future, concerns about the future. I just love Eckhart Tolle's work. I keep reading more and hearing more, and I hear more amazing truths in what he's saying, Eckhart Tolle, in his work. And I'm so grateful that he is here on the planet at this time, because I believe that, you know, many of us will be transformed. We'll experience personal transformation, self-transformation. By the connection with him and his work. And yet all he's doing is just being there. He's not really doing anything. He's just sharing his experience of being in the now. So wouldn't it be nice if we could go back to being full of wonder instead of having to know everything? Instead of having to always figure everything out, label it, box it up, put it in a category. Wow. That would be nice. We would then be free of that burden, of that compulsion. Eckhart Tolle calls it compulsive thinking. It's an addiction. Compulsive, addictive thinking. That's the thing. So if we can achieve that, and actually we can, any of us can, actually the truth of the matter is any of us, all of us, could step right into the now, right now. We don't have to wait. It doesn't have to be a goal. It could happen now. This is what I get from reading Eckhart Tolle's work. And I can feel that in my bones, like it's right there. And I experience it from time to time as I practice. So then, if you are experiencing that, now you are what they call Wonder Woman or Wonder Man. Wonder Woman wasn't a superhero. Well, she really was, but maybe she was a woman that started living in the now and started experiencing the continual wonder of life, the amazing beauty that life is, the gracefulness and the beauty. Okay, or a Wonder Man, why not? Okay, so we're going to take a break, and what we do at this point in the show is we open up our phone lines, and you can call in and ask a question, and I'm going to be using the system with the cards of your destiny and love cards, which I've been practicing now for over 20 years. I'm going to use what I know to help you answer some questions in your life. sometimes the answers to your questions aren't even in the cards, because sometimes the answers are kind of obvious. They're like right there in front of you. They're just common sense kind of things. Sometimes the answer is just to relax a little bit and just not be so anxious about everything. But oftentimes the cards will indicate, they'll give sort of like an indication that can open up more understanding and create a greater possibility for each of us. So it's good to know. These cards are connected to the Earth, and this is the material world we live in. This card system is intimately connected. It's no more than a mirror of it. But in using that mirror, we get to see ourselves better, and we get an opportunity to make better choices, more conscious choices about things. So I'll be using that as best I can. We're going to be taking calls. After this song, we're going to play a song. I've been playing songs now for the last 4 to 6 months off my CD, which is called Bhakti Rock. Bhakti meaning the yoga of devotion. And rock, of course, meaning with a little rock and roll edge to it. And tonight, we're going to start out with the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. We already have somebody waiting one line from Hollywood, but the lines are open, two more lines, and I'll be right back. Welcome back. Hi, this is Robert Lee Camp. That was the song Rama Rama off Bhakti Rock, my CD. If you're interested to hear more of that, you can go to my website, which is seventhunders.com, number seven and the word thunders.com. And there's all the information you need there. Also, you can get free readings there about your card. So it's a lot of fun. You're welcome to go there anytime. Okay, we have waiting patiently from Hollywood. We have Heather. Are you there, Heather?
I am.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Are you born May 10th, 1943?
I'm sorry?
Is your birthday May the 10th, 1943?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was kind of concerned about my finances and my moving situation from one home to another.
Oh, so you are moving this year?
I don't know. I wanted you to tell me that, if I am or not.
Oh, well, do you want to?
Of course, yeah.
Well, not everybody wants to move. I don't want to move.
Oh, I do. I've lived here too long already.
Yeah, you are going to move.
Okay.
You are. This year for you, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
This year for you is really a lot about having a nice home, basically. Okay? That's the theme. That's your long-range card of the year, we say.
You know, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear anything you said. For some reason, you kind of faded out.
Oh. I don't know. Do you have a cell phone, or...?
No, I'm on a regular landline.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying that there's a card every year called the Long Range Card.
Uh-huh.
And that's like the theme of the whole year.
Oh, okay.
And your Long Range Card is the card of the home and family.
Okay.
So it's a perfect year for you to move.
Brilliant.
Yeah, perfect. And where do you want to move? Do you want to move out of Hollywood or just to another place?
No, I was moving out of state, possibly to Florida.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
Sorry?
Go ahead. You say what you're going to say.
My finances have to get into a really good place for me to make this move, so I was wondering if you could tell me what you see.
Well, there's a blessing on you this year. As a blessing on you as it pertains to this move.
Praise God.
Yes. So it won't be as hard as you imagine. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just be open because there's like the universe is like giving you a gift this year. And
long overdue, I might add.
So all you have to do with this particular influence, it's a four of spades, by the way, but you may not know what that means, but...
I don't.
It's a four of spades, and you just have to, like, keep in your mind a picture, a mental picture of a really nice place to live.
Okay.
You know, what it would be like, and see yourself there enjoying it, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then let the universe take care of the rest of it.
All right.
Yeah.
But
so, you know, I mean, you may have a shift happen actually before August, before the middle of August, like in July or August. You may have a big shift that occurs. It kind of gets things going for you.
Okay.
Okay, so just be looking for something like that to show up between July 1st and August 22nd.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling in and being our guest. Great to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a nice night. But for some reason, my phone was kind of echoey. I don't know if it's the line or what. That sounds good now. Anyway, we have lines open now, folks, and I have a friend of mine calling from New York. Her name is Alfie, and I know Alfie. Are you there, Alfie? I'm great. It's good to hear you. And you're a Native Diamond, so this is a Native Diamond's day, too.
It is. Thank you.
So how are things going for you this year, Alfie?
Oh, I was calling in and hope that you can just give me a little bit of insight. As you had predicted earlier this year, that this was going to be like a lot of love for me. And, of course, I dismissed it because, you know, I'm a workaholic.
Well, the year's not over yet, dear.
Well, no, it happened. It already happened. That's all.
Oh, it happened.
Yes, with somebody. I just wanted you to give me an idea if we were compatible and what he did for my finances for this year.
Okay.
His birthday is May 19th.
May
19th. Yes, he was born in 76.
Oh, you're so fortunate to have a king of clubs. You know?
Okay.
King of clubs are really, really good people.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and you have a past life love connection with him.
Okay.
You know? Now, you have to kind of, you gotta lighten up a little bit. You know what I mean? You're a little intense, you work too much, you know. I mean, you gotta make some room in your life for something more than just what you've had in the past.
Yeah.
And now you have an opportunity to do that. What a great opportunity. What a sweet opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys are fine. You picked a good guy. You got lucky.
Oh, thank God. It feels that way. Very, 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 very special.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Do you know what it means? Because it shows up that I'm his cosmic lesson card. I'm the Eight of Diamonds for his cosmic lesson.
Yeah, well, you'll have that means you'll have a positive effect on him as well.
Okay.
You know? I mean, he's a lot younger than you. Or is he? No,
he's not. That was a major problem for me.
Well, you obviously got over that.
Yeah, it needs to be so mature. It's incredible.
Well, kings are always mature. You know, they're born that way.
Okay.
So, you know, you have an exceptional person there.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a Taurus, you're a Capricorn. Your son and his son are exactly trining each other.
Wow.
I mean, that's astrological. That's really, really good.
Oh.
Taurus.
I could feel it, but I had no proof.
Well, you know, love has a way of blinding us, but you kind of need some confirmation sometimes.
Yeah.
Just to know that it's okay, and this is okay. Your challenge this year is to let go of all your fear around relationships. I want you to tell my listening audience that your birthday is January 19th, 1901.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Because there are a lot of people listening tonight, they're like studying the cards, you know? They want to know who you are. So, it's for their benefit that I tell. So your challenge is, one of your challenges is to just go with it and not fight it, not worry too much. See, you're naturally, because you're an Eight of Diamonds, you're naturally somewhat indecisive when it comes to relationships.
Naturally what, Robert?
You're naturally indecisive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what you don't, maybe you've never known this, but what's underneath that is fear. There's a fear there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that.
Yeah, it's the fear of, like, being hurt or not, you know, not if it's not going to work out or something like those lines.
Yeah.
But you have to let that go, you know. You've got to let that fear go.
Yeah.
And
now's
a good time to do it. So. Everything's looking good, Alfie.
Okay. Can we talk about finances for a minute?
Okay, again, you know, there's a lot of worry right now about finance. And you've never, even though you've always been successful in work, you've never really learned how to be prosperous on the inside.
True.
And that's why even though you make money, you'll still be worrying about it. So what are you going to do about that?
I think I'm going to do the same thing that I'm doing with this relationship. Just let the universe guide me.
Yeah.
Which is not easy, but I'm learning to do that.
Yeah, because you're so powerful. You're used to, like, doing everything yourself.
True.
So here's my suggestion. All you have to do is practice one thing this year, but you need to practice it every day. You got to make it like something you do extra every day.
Okay.
Even twice a day would be good.
Yeah.
And that is to take stock of all the wonderful things you have in your life and spend time being grateful for them.
Okay.
See, because every time you're worrying about money, you're focusing on what you don't have.
Yeah.
And that will just cause you more problems, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, you are probably, as far as money and wealth goes, you're probably in the top 5% of the country.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet you're worried about it?
Yeah, it's just a habit.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, it's a habit. Well, get off of it.
I will.
Okay, good.
I appreciate all the things you tell me, and I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, as always.
Pleasure to help
you out. Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, well, have fun with your new man. And
I will.
Just appreciate him. Turn all your worry, just transform all your worry into appreciation.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you,
all right.
Robert.
All right, have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Tuning in.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye. Okay, as far as I know, everybody, we have two lines open right now, but we do have somebody from St. Louis, Missouri named Fatima. Are you there, Fatima?
Yes, I'm here.
Am I saying your name right?
It's Fatima, but I like the way you just said it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a cool name, you know, Fatima. Very mysterious. And you're born January the 8th, 1984?
Yeah, I spoke to you before.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Elvis Presley and David Bowie's birthday.
Uh-huh.
So when's your new album coming out?
Well, I'm writing a book.
Oh, okay.
But then again, I know I'm a six of spades, but I'm also a three of hearts, so I know I'm creative, but I'm reading the book, and I see not anything positive regarding, like, my love life, because I'm a three of hearts. That means really bad things when it comes to love to me.
Well, what it means is that you have a certain amount of uncertainty about love, you know?
Right.
You know what that means, though, uncertainty about love?
It
means you're not sure, you know? It's like first you think you're okay and then you change your mind.
I do that all the time.
Okay, so
I have to fix that.
Okay, so you can work on that. You can change that.
How?
Well, by making it a goal in your life to have that be different. There's all kinds of ways it can show up for you. You can discover all sorts of techniques on how to do that. But first, you have to be really clear that that's what you're after. It's got to be your goal.
This year, I don't think that's what I'm after, but there's, like, guys and... I don't know. I'm really indecisive about it. It's like I'll be like, okay, this is interesting, and then I'll say, well, I don't think I want this. Because I'm really creative, and I'll make up excuses why I can't be in a relationship and stuff. And I feel like that's lying.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's up to you to kind of figure this out and make it better or make a difference.
Is there a high side to that card?
What's that?
Is there a high side to the three of hearts?
Of course there is. You already said it. It's
so,
creative. Creative is good.
But then I don't know what to do because there's so much stuff that I can do.
Well, you know, you're a six, so even though you're a three of hearts, your birth card is a six, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though you can do many things, there is one thing that you're destined.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
No.
It's not going to be the same.
I don't think about it.
It's not going to be the same for everybody born your birthday. Isn't it funny that your name is Fatima and your card is the card of fate?
Yeah.
Did you ever think about that?
I did. I'd always try to look up my name in the Webster Dictionary, and I'd always see fate. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, stop there.
Yeah. Okay. So what it is for you is you have to ask God to show you which way to go.
Okay.
Because you're waiting. You're basically waiting for him to tell you.
Oh, I am. I really am.
Yeah, you are. So,
and I feel like I'm getting old, too. I'm 24, and I feel old, and I haven't done anything or accomplished anything, and that's really sad.
Fatima, you were old when you were born.
I know.
If you're a spade, you understand?
Uh-huh.
But you're really young in this life, so don't worry about it. I didn't find my life's purpose until I was in my early 30s.
I still have a ways to go.
What's that?
So I still have a ways to go.
Well, I don't know. It may not take you that long. It didn't take David Bowie that long. It didn't take Elvis Presley that long.
No.
But it'll happen to you. You just have to be open and be watching.
Okay.
And this year, actually, you're displacing a Six of Diamonds. It could come to you this year if you pay attention.
Okay.
But you should be having some guys in your life right now.
Some guys?
Yeah. Yeah, or a guy, you know, some love relationship.
Oh, I do.
Okay. You have a boyfriend?
Well, we're talking
girlfriend?
About it. No, because a boyfriend. I guess we're talking about it, I guess. I don't know, whenever he's gone, I seem to miss him, and I think that's when I want to have a boyfriend. But then when he's here, it's like, okay, sure, if I want.
Uh-huh. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. The phone went funny there. I didn't know if you hung up or what.
Someone's trying to call me. But it's like whenever he's here, I don't express myself to him the way I feel. And when he's gone, I feel like, wow, I'm missing something huge. But I really
You know why, Fatima?
What's
because
that?
You're so afraid of being hurt.
Yeah.
That's why you're not, you clamp up because you're afraid. These are some things, you know, everybody who comes on this planet has something to work on, okay? All of us do.
How do you go about working on that? Clamming up?
There's all kinds of books. There's therapists. There's classes you can take. There's so many things. All you have to do is look. You're not looking. You're not asking.
I'm waiting for it to come to me, right?
Yeah, I know. You are, and that ain't going to happen. You gotta take an active role in this. You can't just sit there in your living room and say, how come nothing's happening? When's it going to come and get me out of my couch? That's not going to happen, Fatima. You got to get off your couch and at least let everybody know, or let the universe know, let God know what you really want and be willing to move in that direction. So go to the bookstore tonight, tomorrow, and look on books about relationships and talking. Go read The Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Have you read that?
No, I get so confused about what to pick up. I don't want to, like, read the wrong information and be...
Well, I'm telling you, do you trust me?
Yeah.
Go read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
You'll love it.
Okay.
It'll give you a lot of insight into your own relationship and how you can be better and more happy in your relationship. Very simple books, not complicated.
All right.
Yeah, it's
Thank you
so much. Okay, it's great talking to you, Fatima. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Okay. Whoa. Sometimes those hang-ups are quite loud for some reason. Six of Spades is a challenging card for a relationship because of the Three of Hearts in Saturn. The Three of Hearts in Saturn means, often it means there's fear of, you know, abandonment or betrayal. Not betrayal so much, but abandonment that kind of runs the show on a subconscious level. It can certainly be overcome through personal effort, but it is, you know, difficult. But Six of Spades is also so fortunate in some other ways. They're considered one of the more fortunate cards in the deck overall. Like the Six of Clubs, their neighbor, you might say. Okay, we have two lines open now, and we have Beth from Atlanta calling. Are you there, Beth?
I am here. How are you, Robert?
Are you? I'm well. How are you this evening?
I'm great.
Good to hear that.
We actually met not too long ago when you were in Atlanta.
Oh, you came to the talk.
Yes, I did.
Great.
And I enjoyed it very much, but I had already been doing some studying on my own before that. But since then, I've been doing a lot more studying and really trying to get, I guess, a hold of trying to understand my personality. And I don't know, I guess this is like the first system that's really come even close to defining who I am, you know, or what my life has been like.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of want to get an idea of where I'm going now in the future. I've been married for 25 years and right about to end the marriage. And I know Five of Clubs is not supposed to be a marriageable card. And, you know, there have been issues as far as that goes, not wanting to be married. And just, I guess I stayed through it because the children and... Now my children are grown, and so I'm ready to begin what I consider a new life.
Oh, so this is all just happening right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And
good.
Actually, I started the proceedings in March, and there have been delays and delays and delays, first with my lawyer, and now my husband's kind of dragging his feet about signing the papers. So
mm-hmm.
I know I've seen the Five of Hearts in my spread for this year, but it's not until August. So I don't know if I'm supposed to push it or wait or...
Yeah, you have to push it this year. No, I normally wouldn't give that advice to anybody because it's not usually... But in your particular case, because you have the Five of Spades as a displacement card, the displacement card is something we have to pay attention to.
Okay.
We have to activate that. See, and that happens to be your lifetime Saturn card, too. The Five of Spades.
Yeah, I saw that, and about I guess I'm about to enter that because I'm 48 now.
Your Saturn period won't begin until you're 52.
Okay, so a little bit. I have a few more years till then.
Oh yeah, and as a matter of fact, you have some of the most exciting years of your life coming before that
that's
time.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like, you know, I'm just like I said, I'm beginning a new life, and
yeah.
I just want to start it out on a good foot and put some of the negative aspects of my card behind me.
Well, you want to you know, have this divorce be as complete as possible so that you're not dragging it behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You
yes.
want to be as clean about it as you can. And then it'll be fine. It'll be fine. You know, you just, on your next birthday, really, is when you begin the most important cycle of your life.
Okay.
It's that 7-year cycle from age 49 to 55. Or 56, I think it is. Yeah. And in that cycle, the whole theme of it is, the theme of that is, how good can I allow my life to be? Can I allow myself to have a good life? Or does it have to be hard, struggle, difficult. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that is really how I feel right now.
Oh, that's great.
Because it hasn't been a very happy life, and I suffered a lot with depression and, you know, a lot of broken relationships and things like that.
You know, it must be really hard for a five person as a five like you to feel trapped.
Yes.
I would think that would be the worst, you know, one of the worst experiences for a
yes.
five.
It is.
Sounds like you've been kind of trapped for a long time.
I have.
So it's almost like you're escaping from prison.
Yes.
You know, like that movie, The Great Escape. They plan for years, you know, to have this great escape. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. It's right in time. I mean, it would have been nice if you had done this earlier, but you're doing it now. So now is now.
Okay. Well, I see that I'm going to be entering Saturn this month in the next couple of days.
Yeah, in 3 days you enter your Saturn period. But you have actually pretty good cards. You actually have really good cards in Saturn. Your Saturn period this year is going to be a breeze.
Well, that's good to know because I've been having a lot of financial trouble and I don't know where it's coming from, especially being the seven diamond in Jupiter.
Well, yeah, well...
I know, it can be a worry card too, right?
Well, no, not in Jupiter. You have that for life. You have seven diamonds in Jupiter for life.
Yeah.
You have the potential. But see, your life is already kind of out of whack in the fact that you've been living in this situation where you're trapped for so long.
Yeah.
That all the other parts of you haven't really had an opportunity to be expressed either, but I think you need to get this thing handled first. I wouldn't even worry about the money. You got to just do what you got to do.
Yeah, I need to push it, don't I?
You absolutely have to push it because they have a thing, an expression. I took this training and they have an expression called the drift.
Mm-hmm.
And the drift is what has everybody just going back to what's easy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If we don't act on our own behalf, if we don't do something extraordinary, like out of the ordinary, the drift will drag us right back into the old thing again. And I think you understand what I'm talking about. You know?
Yes, that's been a big pattern in my life.
And plus the fact that your two fives this year are your Pluto card. You have Five of Hearts Pluto in your Seven of Hearts spread. And
mm-hmm.
you have a Five of Spades displacement. Because they're both in challenging positions this year, the cards are saying you've got to make the effort. You've got to show the universe that it really matters to you. And that you really mean it.
Well, this is the first year that I've actually ever even got this far. So, yes, I do know what you mean about the drift, kind of. I'd make the decision, and then I'd back off.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even know, but I could feel that when you were talking. And that you can't let that happen again this year. You have to be so committed to your own personal happiness.
Well, my husband happens to be a Nine of Spades, so he's one of my cards.
Yeah, he's your Pluto card.
Yes.
And they're very controlling people. See? Nine of Spades are extremely controlling.
I've always been the one to be the support, you know, the financial person in the family and really supported the whole family. So it's been hard for me to just kind of let them drift off, you know.
Well, whatever's stopping you there, you better take a look at that, because I think you got it all figured out wrong.
Okay.
You mean you feel guilty for letting him suffer? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Oh, God, I can't believe it. You Scorpios are so hard on yourself.
Yeah, we really are.
Why don't you just get a whip and whip yourself once a day? Get it over with.
Quit taking responsibility for everyone, you mean?
Oh, my God, the guilt thing, the things that people will do to avoid feeling guilty, I can't believe it. I'm going to make $1 million that way. I'm going to go around to everybody who's, like, really guilt-ridden like you, and I'm going to walk up to them and say, I need $1,000.
I'll try to get it for you, right?
Yeah, I'll say, if you don't get it, I'm going to feel really hurt. Then I'll have $1 million in no time.
Yes, you will. But another thing is, my daughter happens to be a Five of Hearts, which is one of my karma cards. And my Pluto card is Five of Hearts, and her result card is the Five of Clubs.
Well, she needs
you. Does that
have
anything to do with anything?
She needs you to stand up and show her what it's like, what a five's all really about. You know, she needs you to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. It's not just you, you know. It's your whole family that's going to benefit from this change. You stepping up and deciding to live the life that you're meant to live.
Oh, I know. I've been so excited about it. But like I said, everything's kind of been dragging on. I don't understand. It doesn't look like it should have.
Well, you can't wait for other people to have it happen. It can't be up to them.
True.
It's got to be up to you. If it's not up to you, then it's not going to happen. If you think it's
you're
up
right.
to somebody else, if you're waiting for everybody else to say, oh, yeah, great idea, we'll help you out, forget it.
So take control of my life.
If you're waiting for your husband to approve of it, you can forget that, too.
Yeah, that hasn't happened.
He's not going to approve of it. Men always get married hoping everything will stay exactly the same.
Yeah.
And women get married hoping the guy's going to change someday.
Wow.
So you can imagine how that works out.
Well, do you think, I mean, I see the Two of Hearts. Do you think I'll meet someone new this year? I mean, not that I'm really trying to rush this right now. I got to finish this first, but.
Well, you're kind of unavailable right now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you want to have a fling with a married person?
Well.
You're married.
I was. I know I was, actually, for
two years. Oh, you
already
did.
Years. Yes. And it was quite painful ending.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But he was a Two of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs, and.
Right. See, Two of Diamonds, we were just having a talk about them yesterday in my class. They won't get divorced, but they'll have affairs because they're not happy in their marriage. But they won't get divorced.
I know, but then they just keep you hanging on, and I've already got a
No, but see, the Five of Clubs love secrets. If he had gotten divorced, you probably would have ran the other way.
But
oh, you're available now? I
got to
be
like
somewhere.
That.
I got to get going here. I'm late for a meeting. Trust me.
So
you won't
I
know anything
I
until you
be
get.
That way.
You won't know anything until you get free. Now, I did, and I've talked about this before. I attended a really powerful training thing a couple years ago that changed my life, and I think you'd be perfect for this. It would absolutely change your life. So why don't you email me after the show, and I'll tell you more about it sometime. We can talk sometime this week or something. Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
It'll take about 3 weeks of your life, you know, not the entire time, but 3 weeks total. And it'll help you, it will have you get out of this, make this whole thing happen, like no kidding. And no problem.
All right.
Okay, so if you're interested to talk about that sometime, send me an email and we'll get together on the phone and talk about it.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much for calling tonight. It's great to hear from you again.
Thank you.
All right, good night.
Good.
Okay, we have two lines open. We do have somebody waiting, but we're going to take a short break because we started this segment a lot early. So we're going to have a song and come back and then talk to Mary, and we have two lines open. So on this break, I'd like to hear the song called Karna's Song. It's an instrumental. I hope you like it. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Karna's song. Karna was a hero of ancient times, the greatest warrior that ever walked the planet, actually. I could tell some tales about him, but we don't have time. We do have on the line now a couple people, and there is still one line open. So we'd like to talk to Mary now from Casper, Wyoming. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you, Mary?
I'm good.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that. And what is your birthday? Is it June 12th, 1944?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Now we know who you are. So what can we do for you tonight?
I would like to know if I've been widowed for 2 years and thinking about relocating into another state, and I was wondering if this would be a good time, and if so, when.
Okay. So how long have you been thinking about this move? I'm just curious.
I've been thinking for about a couple of years since my husband passed away.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That helps me. I could certainly see this happening this coming year. You could have so many. I'm talking about soon, after your birthday here, you begin a new year. I see so many indications of you moving to a better home, a better place. Really nice. Okay?
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I would suggest that you, in your mind, you have a date between November 15th and January 7th to make your move. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you just kind of keep that date in your mind, and then just you'll start attracting what you need to have that happen.
Okay.
Okay. And
that
this is a
good.
This. I have never seen, I'm being honest here, I've never seen in anyone's cards so many indications of a move as I see in your spread this year coming up. Your birthday. Your birthday in 3 days.
Yes.
This next year is all about moving. You're definitely going to move.
Oh, goody. And the holdup is selling my house, but I haven't put it on the market yet, but I'm working in that direction.
Yeah, that's going to happen, too. But,
it
you
is.
Know, you do need to get that on the market as quickly as possible, you know.
Okay.
Naturally.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't. There are sometimes ways when you don't have to sell your house, too. So, you know, just be open to all the possibilities. Don't restrict it by your own ideas, because God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways that things can happen that we can't even think of.
Uh-huh.
So don't restrict them. Don't say, I have to sell my house, because you don't really know if you have to or not. You might have to, but then again, you never know what could happen.
That's right. You,
you
just
know,
have to be open, right?
Right. Be open to just be clear like you are about what you want to see happen in terms of you really want to have a nice place to live. I was telling almost the same story to another lady tonight. But it's going to happen. It's
good.
Definitely going to happen. So, not to
well,
be.
I just want to do it at the right time when it's, you know.
Well,
the
most
right
favorable
time.
Time, the most favorable time for you, is the dates I gave you.
Okay.
Do you remember what those were?
November 15th through January 7th.
That's correct. That's
uh-huh.
the time. That's your favorable time for move. And,
okay.
Everything will fall into place if you start sort of planning on that.
Okay. I'll start focusing on those dates.
Yeah.
Or that time frame.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just see what shows up and be ready to take advantage of the things that show up.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
All right. Great talking to you,
Mary. Is there anything else you need to tell me?
Nope. It's all about
okay.
the move. It's all about
Thank
the move.
You.
That's all there is. It's important.
That's good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Mary. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Probably our first caller ever from Wyoming. I don't remember anybody else calling from Wyoming before. Okay, we have another caller. She's on line four. We have line two open now, and it's Kathy from New York. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am.
And are you born July 19th, 1962?
Yes, I am.
Great. Another Cancer, just like me. How are you tonight?
A Cancer on a cusp.
Yeah, well, you're still a Cancer, though.
Yes.
Close to Leo. You probably got some Leo planets, actually.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I would be surprised if you wouldn't, actually. So, what's on your mind this evening?
I have a question, because I have learned to read some of these cards, different method, and but I have like a Five of Spades coming up.
Let's see here. Are you talking about after your birthday?
Before my birthday.
Are you using, which system are you using?
I had actually learned from a woman named Alice in California. And she, it's a system of very similar to yours. But she learned, actually she learned from Edith Randall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also had worked with Arnie, who you have had a reference with.
Yep.
So I guess, you know.
Well,
I don't know what system is.
Well, you know, okay, so let me just check something real quick. Hold on. She said you have a Five of Spades coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
you have it right now?
It should be coming up in my Neptune period.
You are in Neptune already.
Oh, am I in Neptune?
You've been in Neptune for over a week. Well, you know, I can't really help you. I apologize, but there's nothing I can do to help you because you don't have a Five of Spades at all right now.
Okay. What do you see for my upcoming birthday, Con?
What do I see? Like,
yeah.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. Do I have something good in store for myself? I was listening to you, and you were giving so much information on past shows about the Nine of Clubs that I didn't know. And I was kind of like, you know, really impressed with the information that you could give.
Yeah. Well, you know, this, I don't know what your other friend is actually doing with the cards.
Right.
I doubt that she's doing what Edith Randall and Florence Campbell taught, because their book does not show a Five of Spades in it, the book they wrote. And so I'm sorry, but she might have been confused about something and got the information wrong.
Okay, so...
Even their own book. So I'll tell you what I see.
Okay, good.
You have a year coming up on your birthday that's going to be dominated by romance. Are you ready for romance?
I hope so. That
no, I'm asking you, are you ready for romance?
I hope so. I'm not Nine of Clubs.
No, it's a question. Are you ready for romance?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you are, it's going to happen. And all you have to do is just be available to that and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen if you allow it to happen. You understand? Mm-hmm. The cards can't make us do anything, by the way. They can't make us do anything.
Right.
The cards can't make you go into a relationship.
Right.
You'll always have a choice in the matter. But there are times when that is very favored, you understand? And this
right.
is a year when it's very favored for you to have a new man come into your life that could be quite wonderful.
Right, and do you see this in a certain time period?
No, it doesn't actually give a time period so much, because it's a year-long thing. It could happen, actually, after your birthday. If it doesn't happen then, it'll happen in November or December. There could be more than one, actually. It could be like you might have to do a couple trial runs before you get it right. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're kind of, maybe you're out of practice and you need some, you know, practice. You know. Get a learner's permit.
Well, that's true.
You know. So, but it's good to know. See, you have the long-range King of Hearts. That means the man of your dreams. That's like the lover of your dreams card, see. King of Hearts.
So that's like...
For a woman, that's really, really good. Okay. So,
does that help?
Yeah, that's good information.
Well, you're a nine of clubs. You love romance and sex.
Well, yes, that's true.
That's what you're all about.
But it's, you know, you can only go through so many romances in your life.
Well, I don't know about that. What's the limit? Do you know? Can you tell me? I want to know.
I guess until the right one comes along.
Yeah, it only takes one, right?
Oh, that's right.
It only takes one.
Yes.
And like you said, the right one.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you see in finances?
Well, you know, I'm going to let you go because I've spent some time with you, and you're welcome to call back like next week, and I'll talk to you about your finances if you like.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound good?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for being my guest, Kathy, and good luck.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, and tonight must be old friends night because I have another old friend calling in on line three, Carolyn from Los Angeles. Are you there, Carolyn?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. Thought I would call in because there was space in the phone line. So.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling in. That's great. Appreciate that.
I was going to go to your class. I want to go to a class soon, so it's on my list.
There was a couple of people who drove up from down there. You could have gotten a ride.
You're kidding.
You could have ridden with somebody.
That's too bad. I could have. I wanted to.
If you'd followed your intuition, you would have been here yesterday.
Oh, I know it. I was very close.
Yeah. Well, next time you can call me and ask me if somebody's coming from the area, and you can hook
up.
Okay,
good idea.
Yeah. We had two people from down there, one from L.A. and one from Newport Beach.
Oh, okay. Next time.
So I'm going to tell my listening audience that your birthday is December 20th, 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to be the same birthday as the two guys that run this station, Don and his brother.
December 20th they are?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's wild.
Yeah, I know. They're great guys, too. I feel very fortunate to be working with them. They've been really generous and just amazingly great.
Wow. That's weird.
But I think they're not the same year though. They're different years, but the same cards as you.
Hmm.
So are you still doing the same old stuff again?
kind of. Yes. Yes.
And is it working for you?
It is actually. We just had broken up, but then we got back together. I think on a better level.
Uh-huh.
Or, like you were saying, drifting.
Yeah, the drift got you, huh? You drifted.
The drift, either the drift, the 8 weeks, but it feels like it's on a better level.
Okay, yeah.
But everything's out in the open, so it's on another level.
Well, that's good. Yeah, there's no more hiding or having a secret anymore.
No, I don't think there's any secret.
My listeners don't know about your situation. And you are a client of mine, so that's confidential. You don't have to talk about it specifically on the air or anything.
Well, plus they're from your area to boot.
my listeners are from all over, actually.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, the person is from my area, is he really?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty close.
Where?
Oakland. Well, it's not that close, but Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. No, that's very close.
I know. It's a small world.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, so that's still going on. But I was going to ask you, I don't know, about my King of Diamonds and Four of Spades, which seem like very good cards, so why would I bother in a way to ask about them?
Yeah, exactly.
But, what?
Exactly. Why would you?
I know. Well, I'm not really. I want to take advantage of my King of Diamonds.
Well,
I know
you
it's
already
like
have,
to me.
But I already know that you already have aspirations for business.
Yeah, no, my business is coming along. It's just not. I was like envisioning QVC level or something like this, like really big. That's my goal.
Well, you got to remember that there's something here to do with your home, having a home in your year also.
You mean the Four of Spades has all the
Yeah. Uh-huh. And even the King of Diamonds you have has a Four of Spades with it. You can't see that in the book. But
Do
have a Four of Spades with the King of Diamonds. So it has to be kind of business and work together this year.
But
I'm not exactly sure what that means, but...
What do you mean business and work together?
Like I said, I don't know what that means. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I work out of my place, that's for one thing.
Well, that's it right there then.
I mean, I work out of my place so much, I'm going I got to get out of here, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe that's what, I don't know. It looks to me like that's what you're going to be doing anyway. You're already doing it, and the long range is just telling you what you're already doing. Nothing new, okay? I see more money coming in, though, in September and October.
That's what I was expecting, or I could foresee.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But, money is like everything else. It just comes and goes. It's not the big thing that's going to make or break anyone's life.
In general?
Yeah, in general. It's nice to have it. But it's not the most important thing in life,
No, for me, I think the love relationship's the most important thing, being a double heart.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
In fact, I saw that very clearly lately, that a good relationship is the most important thing to me.
And so, do you have a great relationship?
I think in a lot of ways I do.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly have the ability to have a great relationship.
Being the Jack of Hearts and the King of Hearts?
Yep.
Or which one are you referring to?
I'm referring to both. I'm referring to you.
Right.
I believe that's who I'm talking to.
Didn't Jack of Hearts sort of have problems with relationship? We have the Nine of Spades and Venus.
They do, but not all of them do. And it's, not usually like a major chronic problem like it is for other cards.
Oh.
You're actually very marriageable. The King of Hearts can turn into a playgirl or a playboy, possibly. But even then, it's not generally that way. So, you're very
marriageable. When I was younger, sure, I could always be in a relationship, pretty much.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I'm like not interested, anymore. I'm too old for that.
Too old for just being in a relationship?
No, for being in jumping relationships, going
from one to the other, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you went through your playgirl stage already.
Right.
That's too much work now.
Exactly. Well, I think it has to do with age. I'm just too old. I can't do it to the extent that I
just
could
can't
have
keep
it.
Up with that lifestyle anymore. That's pretty heavy duty lifestyle. All that sex and everything, it's just way too much work.
Right. There's too much heartache, I.
Yeah, that too.
But...
So your year looks good. Even your Saturn period doesn't look bad at all. But, don't get torn in too many directions. Try to stay focused.
I have been trying to do that.
Yeah,
focusing on my career.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, don't try not to have too many irons in the fire at the same time. That's all.
Okay.
Because in Saturn you have a Three of Spades, and you could get sick because you're trying to do too much at the same time.
Hard to say. Remember, I have this Ace of Spades. I know this could go on forever, so I won't do it.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Because you've already had your quota, and your year is good already.
I know. What?
Your year is already good.
I know. It is good. I felt almost guilty for calling because I think my year is really good.
It is good, and you have a lot to be grateful for.
Right.
So it's great to hear from you, Carolyn. I'm glad you're doing so well, and please call in again.
I will.
Oh,
thank
oh,
you
good.
So much. Robert.
You're very welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, waiting patiently now on line two is Janet from Northern California. Are you there, Janet?
Yes, I am.
And are you March 3rd, 1964?
Yes.
So you're a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you're a lovely little thing.
I actually had you do a reading for me.
Oh, I did?
At the time I was going through construction. And
You were going through what?
Construction.
What's that?
We were remodeling our house.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And we had some problems with our contractor.
Yeah.
And I guess I just wanted to know if this is a good year for me and things are going to change or how things are going to turn out, because I actually have mediation coming up.
So are you involved in sort of a dispute with the contractor right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have really great legal cards this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, we have it coming up on Thursday, and I know that I go into Mars on the 15th.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if I should have postponed if that was a better time or if now is a better time.
Well, no, it's okay. This influence for Mars lasts the whole year. So.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to, like, just do it in the Mars period.
Okay.
But, you know, even if you, whatever, it's probably going to resolve itself in Mars. And it's okay for you to be really forceful about it.
Okay.
Okay, if you need be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like I was walked all over, and everybody keeps saying I should assert myself because I'm in the right, so.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that wants to sue anybody, but I think I was wronged, and so I have to stand for principle. And
yeah. Well, it looks to me like the universe is on your side here.
Okay. Well, that's
so
a good thing to know.
I'm glad to give you the good news.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So the Seven of Diamonds, is it because of my Seven Diamonds that it's a good year, or?
No, we're only referring right now to legal things.
The legal things, okay.
Now, your husband, is he gainfully employed?
Yes.
And is he doing well?
Kind of in between jobs. Well, he's in .com, so.
Uh-huh. Well, the indications are that he might actually make a lot of money this year. So.
That he would?
Yeah. You said he was employed, right?
Yes.
Well, why did you act so shocked when I said that?
Oh. No, because I know that you have, like, when you're, I think it's your 45th year, it's supposed to be a really good year.
What year is?
He's in that. When you're
45,
I guess.
Yeah, it's a blessed year.
You have your pre-birth at 44.
Yeah, it's a blessed year, that's right. That's
so
correct.
He's actually in his blessed year this
right.
year. And he's also Ten of Diamonds, so.
Yeah, so he just has to learn to let it all in, you know? Let it flow.
Okay.
Let the prosperity flow.
Wow. Yeah. Really exciting news.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not a definite thing, but it's a strong
mm-hmm.
possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to encourage him to be more open-minded about money. Like, Ten of Diamonds, their biggest problem in life is they don't let it come to them. They refuse to let people give to them. They're like, they got to do it all themselves, or they have to earn it. They make up all kinds of reasons why it's not okay just to have money come flying in the door.
Okay.
And they need to lighten up and let prosperity flow in their life. That's the big challenge for them. That's their big challenge for life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can help him kind of get on the right page there with that.
Okay.
You know, you can do your part. Help him out. Because him doing well is going to help you a lot.
Right. Well, we're both in this legal thing together, and we just want it to, it's like a cloud hanging over us, and we just want it to be done.
Yeah.
And just move forward, so.
Well, good. I think it's going to work out good.
Great.
So, thanks for being my guest.
Well, thank you for all your help. Okay.
All right, Janet. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, Janet is a Seven of Spades and an Eight of Hearts, and, you know, Pisces people are very gentle, and, of course, they're always, you know, concerned they might hurt somebody else. But that birthday is a strong power birthday. And I think it's one of Janet's lessons in this life or things to learn, that it's okay to be powerful. It's okay to be forceful. There are times when that's appropriate. And other people might be hurt, but those people are already maybe hurting other people anyway. So sort of taking them down might actually do somebody else a big favor. Could help the situation. So, okay, we have one more caller. We have two lines open now. We have Natalie on from Boston, Mass. Are you there, Natalie?
Yes, I am, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. Do we know each other?
We talked a while back. It's been a little while since I've got to listen to the station tonight.
Okay.
And listen to the program. Matter of fact, I was looking through my email just so I could find things, but I have you on my favorites and my, on my email, so I wasn't there to try to find the station. But I was thinking about starting a new relationship. You know, I've been in a relationship, and I found that I had a relationship report done.
Uh-huh.
And that the man I was seeing, or I'm still kind of seeing, is a nine of diamonds.
Okay.
And I really like that report. I want to meet other nine of diamond men.
Okay.
I kind of like them.
Okay.
The Pisces and their. What I found is I would read another book, Jupiter Signs, and I kind of like the combination of the Capricorn with the Pisces. I feel like it's easier for me to deal with them.
Sure.
And I kind of like the age group too, the 1960-1961.
Okay.
March 14th.
So do you have one of these guys in your life right now?
Yeah.
Oh, then do you have a question?
I was thinking about, because I'm on a dating site, and would it be a good idea for me to request that birthday so I can attract more?
You got one, but one's not enough? Is that what we're saying here?
Wait, let's get to understanding here, right?
You want to have a little backup reserve on hand for dry times?
No. See, he's going through a divorce.
Uh-huh.
You know, and even though he's, like, good to me, I don't want him to, I don't want the philandering type in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for, even though it's like kind of compatible, I want to put somebody with something of a little.
I mean, you can certainly go on a website and ask for certain birthdays. There's nothing wrong with that. But then also pay attention to what actually does show up, you know. You may get that, but, you know, God knows better than we do, and sometimes he throws us curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes they're good.
I wanted to ask you too, karma card is a nine of hearts.
That's
correct. Like, even I got both of your books,
yeah.
I'm still kind of finding it difficult to really understand. You know, I'm learning, you know, I'm reading more and I'm learning a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit harder for me to understand. And I really like the more insight on my karma card, nine of hearts. What does that really mean to me?
Well, first of all, if you meet a nine of hearts, you have a strong karmic connection with them. But you're in that special family of seven cards that doesn't owe the other people. Nobody owes anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you share the karma of the nine of hearts. You have a lot. Both you and the nine of hearts have a lot of relationship karma, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of relationship karma. Your life is all about relationship, as a matter of fact. Did you know that?
I'm seeing that, and I kind of like took time out so I could heal and from drama,
yeah,
whatever.
That's good.
And going to a relationship, like, even though I was in this relationship with this guy for about a year, and I'm learning my way with him, and then I just had some revelations with him recently, and when we talked, I told him that, you know, that sometimes, like, he gets me totally frustrated that I don't want to be stuck with him if he's not going to behave himself. That I could move on and find another diamond,
Nine of diamonds,
you know?
You're threatening him. You're going like, you know, you better be good or I'm going to find a replacement for you. Boy, you must be hell on guys, huh? You're pretty tough.
I try to be that.
You're pretty tough. You know, we're going to have, you know, Natalie, we're going to have a Love Cards dating website soon.
That would be nice.
Yeah, lovecardsdating.com. That's going to be the name of it.
Lovecardsdating.com.
Lovecardsdating.com. It's going to be up and running in about 2 months.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so be looking for that. And you can do all kinds of searches on there. You can find just the right person, you know.
Because I looked in the back of the your book, and I saw several Nine of Diamonds at different birthdays. So I just narrowed it down to what I want. I really nailed it down.
You're like going window shopping with the cards.
Yeah.
You're like a catalog of guys out there, and you're saying, you know, I think I like a little bit of this, and I like a little bit of that, but not too much of that. You're great. That is so funny.
But I can read their names pretty much from numerology.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, looking at Jupiter signs from another book, I can kind of make a combination of what I want.
Yeah.
So I kind of got it narrowed down to what I like.
Well, that's really cool. I want to hear how successful you are. So please call back and let us know, you know, after you've had some
experiences. I will. I was really thinking about, but I wanted to ask him, is there a favorable time to put this on the website?
Well, you're in your Mars period right now, which is a good time for love for women. I would do it now.
Do it now? Okay.
Yeah, if I were you.
All right. Okay.
You're going to have a couple of guys pretty soon, and then you're going to find out that it's not as easy as you think to have two guys.
I'll have options.
You'll have options, and you're going to find out that there's a cost to that.
Well, yeah, that's true. I want to take my time in getting involved because I really kind of rushed into this Nine of Diamond here. And I told him so, but I learned a lot being with him.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I mean, because if he's not ready to get out of his marriage or whatever, I can move on.
Yeah, you probably need to.
I love him, but I can move on.
Yeah, it sounds like you are moving on, actually.
You know, so, you know, I'm thinking about that, too. He knows it,
right. Well, Natalie, I'm going to have to let you go now, but thanks for calling and being a guest tonight. Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Take care.
Have a nice sleep tonight.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Well, that was fun and interesting. She's really taking the practical approach here to the cards. And I think it's because, you know, her life is all about relationships. And she wants to make sure she gets it right this time. Okay, we have two lines up, and we are going to take a little break here. We're going to listen to the song Sita Ram, rock and roll-y song. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We have Tim waiting patiently on line 3 and whoever else calls in after that. So we'll be right back after the song Sita Ram. Well, I'm back again. I guess we had a little hiccup there, and I got lost. Anyway, that was just saying that was a Sita Ram chant done to a rock and roll beat. I hope you enjoyed it. We have one caller and two lines open. We have time for one more caller after this call, so if you'd like to call in, you can be our last caller tonight. But for now, I have Tim on line 3 from Seattle. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here.
I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. A few months back, maybe.
Yeah, I remembered your birthday and your name.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's kind of a different birthday. I don't know too many people that have it, but
only
anyway,
Bill Gates.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's coming up for me next year. I'm having a really good year this year. It's actually probably been the best year for me financially ever. And I got a new job in January, and things have just really, really clicked. I'm very happy and all that with what I'm doing, and it's really good, let's put it that way. But looking at my cards for next year, I noticed that I've got like a 9 of spades in my Pluto card, and I got a 9 of diamonds as a long-range card, and a 9 of diamonds in Venus, and then with my planetary rising card, is the King of Diamonds, and I've got a 9 in there too. So I'm not really freaked out about it. I'm just kind of like to see what your interpretation would be of all these 9s.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what?
Because if also the 9 of Spades is my Saturn card and my life spread, so. I've got your 6 video intermediate, set, and you mentioned in that one that, your Saturn card, if it shows up, is always going to, give you a little bit of trouble, I guess. So I'm not too freaked out about it, but I'm just kind of curious as to your interpretation.
Okay, I appreciate that, and you really explained yourself very well. That was good. That was actually good. I hear what you're asking. And I want to just tell you what I see when I look at your cards, Like, I look at them a little differently because I've been doing this a long time. And the first thing that stands out to me is that you have a 9 of diamonds long range, and you also have a 7 of diamonds long range.
7 diamonds being this year, correct?
No, next year you have it again.
Oh, next year. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I kind of like that 7 of diamonds long range. That's really worked out well for me this year.
It sure has, and there's no reason why it can't work out for you well again next year as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
I see I've got a couple of fives in my long. I've got a 5 of spades, or 5 of clubs Pluto, and a 5 of spades long.
Well, just imagine for a moment that you're like on a roller coaster, okay, and you're heading up. You're going up. It's a wild ride, but you're going up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun,
Yeah, and that's what I see, even though I see these 9s. See, 9s don't have to mean bad endings. They usually are associated with that, but they also can mean, like, the fulfillment of things that we had wanted for a long time.
Right. And that's why I'm not freaked out about it.
Yeah, and I just get the feeling that that's what's happening to you. You're on a roll, so I think.
Well, I've got that King of Spades in my Pluto card this year. It's something good, Seth, but that's all I can tell you.
I mean, you could have looked before this year and said, "Oh, it's going to be really hard, King of Spades Pluto." You could have said that,
Mm-hmm.
But you can see how things have turned out. So, it's just the gut feeling that I have that this is actually going to be another really good year for you. You're in like a cycle of success. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
It feels that way. I have to tell you, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm living a much more spiritual lifestyle in the past 2 years than I have in some time, and I think that's kind of paid off. I mean, it's really hard to explain, but it's kind of like, you know, I've got your books, and I was reading about the Seven of Diamonds, that it could be a millionaire's card.
Right.
You know, that if you kind of let, if you live a life of gratitude and just let, you know, the wealth of the universe flow to you, you know, without really, without, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just seems to happen. And
you're
and
saying
I must
it
say
perfectly.
That I've had some.
You're explaining it perfectly. I'm so glad that you're sharing this with our listening audience.
Well, all I can say is that since I started living with this attitude of gratitude for everything, I mean, even the stuff that you think is adverse, you realize that it's actually teaching you something. And when you let that just flow, really pretty amazing what happens. I've had an astounding year, and it's basically just because I've kind of let things kind of happen. You know, I mean, believe me, I'm proactive. I went out and got this job, and I had to sell myself for it and everything. But I'm not a young guy anymore. But I am the oldest new hire in this company. And let's put it this way, it's a Fortune 25 company.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm the oldest new hire in the sales force, and I'm doing quite well. And so what can I say, you know? I mean,
well, all you got to do, Tim, is tell him, hey, man, I'm Bill Gates' birthday, all right?
Well, that's it. You know, that's the other part of it that's really pretty cool, you know. It's like, actually, what's happening, Robert, is King of Diamonds, you know, planetary ruling card is really starting to show itself.
Yeah.
And I think, and it's coming. Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this question. Is the planetary ruling card almost of equal strength of the birth card, or maybe you could
explain that? Yeah, it is in certain, it varies from person to person, but it certainly can be. It can be emphasized.
You know,
well, you can see Bill Gates emphasized it strongly in his life.
Right.
You know, but it's funny, if you talk to Bill Gates, he doesn't really see himself as being a businessman. He sees himself as a jack of hearts, saving the young people of the world.
Yeah.
That's how he actually perceives himself.
For sure.
But everybody else sees him as a really cutthroat businessman who will do anything to win.
which of course he is. You know,
yes,
he's all
exactly.
Of that.
Yeah, he is, and yet he would never define himself by those words, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting.
Well,
I'm really glad you shared
about
the Seven of Diamonds, because, you know, another caller had a Seven of Diamonds, Pluto, and one had a Seven of Diamonds long range tonight, and I hope they're still listening and got to hear your attitude, because this is the way it works. This is when the Seven of Diamonds becomes the millionaire's card, and I actually tell people that the Seven of Diamonds can bring more money than any other card in the deck, if you have that attitude like you have. So,
yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, and it's kind of like, and actually, I think, you know, I'm just so the audience out there listening knows that this isn't a paid testimonial, but I did buy your book about, you know, wealth creation. You know, the big money book. Of wealth, or whatever you call it.
The big money
and,
book.
And actually, that really kind of got the ball rolling. I think I bought it like in November after, I discovered, I've only discovered the card thing that you're doing here for about a year now, or maybe less.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's really, it's, like I said, I've really been on kind of a spiritual trip here for the past couple of years. And, it's really pretty remarkable. I mean, my theory is it's kind of a way that we can access, the universe, you know, like, or God, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just another tool in the bag, you know, to access God, I guess. I don't know how to put it other than that, you know.
Yeah, a friend of mine who was really into the cards used to say that the cards are God's plan for man. That's how he put it. I thought that was pretty good.
It's kind of funny. I try to explain this to friends of mine, and they just say, "You got to be kidding me." And I say, "I'm not kidding you." You know, I can see people's divorces here. I can see, you know, things that happen in my life, major things where, you know, I made a major move across country, and what my long range card was a five of clubs. You know, I mean, it's
yeah.
it's all right there. You know, so anyway.
Well, you know, this is great, Sam. I appreciate you sharing all this. I'm sure that people listening tonight really appreciate your sharing too, because this was great. This was really great.
Well, it really, all I can say is that it's. I don't think that there's a bad card there. I don't. In fact, it's like you just have to realize it's part of the experience of living. You know,
and
you know, I mean, obviously there are some things that hurt us. You know, as human beings, you know, like when somebody we love passes away or something like that, or we lose a pet or anything like that, you know, but at the same time, it's you know, another door opens when one closes, so that's the only way I can put it.
Well, that's excellent. Man, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing your success and sharing your attitude about how you achieved that. I'm sure you've inspired everybody listening tonight, Jim.
Well, you know, great. I hope somebody picks up on it. You just gotta keep going. You know, it's life's fun, man. It's only starting, really. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway.
I agree. Yeah. Well,
right.
Thanks so much for calling in, man. And you know,
enjoy the show.
Keep us in mind. Call in again whenever you want. Okay.
You got it.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye.
For those of you who are listening tonight, Tim's birthday is October 28, 1949. It is Bill Gates' birthday. I think Bill Gates was born in 62, but they're the same cards. Seven of Hearts, Jack of Hearts, King of Diamonds. So it's great to hear this. Like, the wealth came for Tim under a Seven of Diamonds, which means he had to have accessed the spiritual side of it. It would never have happened if we weren't prepared spiritually for a Seven of Diamonds. It'll take your money away. But instead of taking his money away, it multiplies his worth many times. So that's really cool. Great sharing. I really appreciate the fact that he called. Well, that concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. We always end our show with a really powerful meditative song called the Gayatri Mantra off of my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you all for being on the show, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Om Purvabhah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Burbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Burbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodaya Om Bhur-bhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-variyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodaya
details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Yeah. No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right directions, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready, go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Lunibus. You better stick around because this is the best place to be for great country music.